I'm Linda Dow, and today we shine the community spotlight on nutrition. March is Nutrition Month, and this year's theme is Nourish to Flourish. So how do we do that? Glenna Sove is a registered dietitian with Rideau Community Health Services, and she has some suggestions for us. Welcome, Glenna. Nice to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So explain for us, if you will, this year's theme, Nourish to Flourish. What does all that mean?
Yeah, so this year's theme, Nourish to Flourish, is really about highlighting the connection between food and our overall well-being. And this will actually be our theme for the next 2 years. So that's really
okay.
Neat, too. So we do have time to really dive into this theme with Dietitians of Canada. And the purpose of it is to share how nutrition and healthy eating can be used beyond just preventing or managing chronic disease, but actually enhance our overall well-being and ability to thrive. They've actually even subcategorized this further into physical well-being, mental well-being, sociocultural well-being, and emotional well-being. So a really, really positive theme, I think, for this year.
So what food should we be choosing then in order to feel our best?
Yeah, so I think a diet that's centered around choosing, you know, plenty of fruits and vegetables, whole grains, a variety of protein-rich foods is really what we're looking for. We like to see variety in our diet and choosing whole foods as much as we can.
Now, here's the big question. What should we be limiting and avoiding?
That's a really great question. And I truly believe that we don't have to avoid any foods completely, right? It all fits into an overall balanced diet. If we were to avoid anything, I would say foods you're allergic to would be something that we need to avoid. Otherwise, everything in moderation can be enjoyed in a balanced and normal eating pattern.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah.
And it takes the pressure off, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, we don't need to avoid any favorite foods or any foods completely, right?
Are there any that we should be limiting?
We can try to limit, you know, ultra-processed foods, but overall, everything in moderation, right?
Okay, that's an old-fashioned idea, and it's still, it still is true today.
It's still
too,
true
isn't
today,
it?
Absolutely, yeah. And I know a lot of dietitians use the 80-20 rule as well. So 80% of the time, see if we can make healthy choices, choose healthy mm-hmm. foods, and then 20% of the time, have that flexibility that fits with you and your lifestyle.
Do you think we've got to stop feeling guilty about eating certain things?
Absolutely. Guilt has no
business.
You know,
like sugar and guilt has no business in this discussion whatsoever.
Absolutely.
I like your attitude.
Yeah, for sure.
So can eating be addictive and also habitual? Are we into the, do we just get into the habit of eating certain things that we should maybe not be in the habit of eating or what?
Oh, I think that's a great question. And yes, I do think that eating can be very habitual. And sometimes if we are living a really busy lifestyle, we almost end up on autopilot, right? We're just going through the motions and we're not taking a chance to really think about, you know, what our body's asking for, what foods we want to eat. And we get in the habit of eating the same things over and over again or eating at certain times of the day, even though our body isn't asking for
right.
it. So yeah, definitely we can get caught in that cycle.
So how do we break those habits?
That's tough. I think the first thing to do is to identify it. Right? Take a second to look at our eating pattern and, you know, evaluate why we're eating and ask yourself, where is this food choice coming from? Sometimes we use the three different types of hunger, where it's physical hunger, emotional hunger, or mouth hunger, right? Are we eating because we're physically hungry? Are we eating because we're trying to soothe a certain emotion? Or are we eating because we really want the taste of something? And there's no wrong answer. It's okay to eat for any of these types of hunger, but it's good to know where that eating is coming from and to ask yourself.
You're very
those questions.
Reasonable in your attitude.
Oh,
I like
you.
It. So how do we practice healthy eating then?
How do we practice healthy eating? Well, I think the first thing is to plan ahead, right? Start by taking the time to think about our eating choices and decide what we want to do, right? I like to start with one thing. What's one change that we can make that would help us develop that healthy eating pattern? Maybe it's I want to drink more water or I want to eat more fruits and vegetables, right? Pick one thing at a time, focus on it, set very specific goals. And then once that's part of the routine, we build on and we add another step and another step. But healthy eating takes time. And sometimes a lot of the struggles come from trying to do too much at once.
Right. Now you say time an awful lot. You've mentioned that word. Life is busy. People don't have time. This is what they say. You know, they're working and they're trying to feed a family and they're coming home and it's late and they just want to get the food on the table. How do people handle this situation?
Yes, this is a very common challenge for a lot of families, right? What I like to say is to start by scheduling in, could be 1 hour, could be 30 minutes, whatever you feel like you have time, schedule that into your calendar, just like you would with a work meeting or an appointment, right? You're not missing those. So take the time to schedule in either an opportunity to plan out your meals. Maybe it's an opportunity to pre-cut veggies that you can have throughout the week, or batch cook some chicken that you can then use for different meals throughout the week. So schedule in whatever amount of time you have and use that as your opportunity to get ahead, right?
So how important is it to take time to relax while we're eating?
I think it's very important, right? Our meals can be such an awesome opportunity to bond with our family members, to share food, to show our traditional foods that we have as a family. So I think it's really great, especially if there's little ones at home too. These family meals can be such an awesome opportunity to role model healthy behaviors and start healthy eating at a young age.
So sharing food with others then, it is a way of making us relax when we eat, too.
I think so, yeah.
Okay, but what about all the people that live alone and eat alone every night? This happens an awful lot. So any tips for them?
It does, and we can definitely still eat healthy while living alone. My advice would be to still try to prioritize your meal times. Set the table, right? Put down your utensils, have a glass of water, maybe play the radio or listen to some music and enjoy your meal.
I thought
time.
You were going to say have a glass of wine there.
Now,
where
always.
Does this
Not
fit
always.
In? Red wine. Where does that fit into the equation? We weren't going to talk about that, but, it's a thing, right?
Yes, definitely. And, everything in moderation, for sure.
Again.
We did have new alcohol guidelines come out back in 2023 that suggest no more than 2 drinks a week for anyone. So that's the current alcohol guidelines, which is pretty different than what we were working off of before. But, healthy eating and that balance looks different for everyone.
Okay, now here's the big thing. Shopping. Grocery shopping is a big thing. Everybody does it. We all have to do it. What are some of your tips for shopping and choosing foods that are good for us?
Yes. So my main tip when it comes to grocery shopping starts even before we enter the grocery store, and that's planning ahead, right? We should know what's in our pantry.
With a list, you mean?
With a list too, but even before that, take inventory of what you have at home.
Okay.
Right? See what's in your pantry, in your fridge, especially if you have a deep freezer. Look what's in there, because this is where, we can start saving money on groceries,
mm-hmm.
as if we are using what we already have, and it helps prevent any food waste too.
Right, right.
So make note of what you have and then plan your meals. Yeah, so if we have a list when we go grocery shopping and we know how
and
we're-
stick to it.
And stick to it, yeah.
It's hard to do.
It is hard.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I often have a day of the week where I call it clean out the fridge night.
I love that. That's
yeah.
Great.
Do you like that?
I do. Yes. Use what we have, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So much food waste.
Yeah, I'm kind of old fashioned this way, but.
I think that's a really great strategy. And shop the flyers too, right? If we're trying to stick to a budget,
mm-hmm.
checking the flyers out to see what's on sale for that week and using that to plan out your meals.
This is something, Glenna, that I think a lot of people feel perhaps that buying convenience foods is maybe less expensive. I know it's more convenient to serve them, but are they really less expensive than saying buying, basic fruits and vegetables and then doing something with those things?
It depends on the product, for sure. There's always a bit of balance, right, with time and money for a lot of times.
Yes.
Sometimes those convenient options are actually more expensive too, right? But that'll save you time from preparing the meal or chopping the meal, right? So it really comes down to a balance. And at the end of the day, you fed your family, right? So there's food in your stomach. That's the goal. So if you need to use these convenient options from time to time, that's completely reasonable and comes back to that, I guess, that key word of today, which is balance.
Right, right. And I guess if people feel good about what they're doing, even if they're buying some convenience foods and they're filling their stomachs and their kids' stomachs, right? And then they can work on a little bit of other things at the same time.
Exactly.
And feel joyous about it.
For sure.
Because eating and food is a joyous thing, right?
It really should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can get a lot of joy from food. And I think that's an awesome thing to take advantage of.
Mm-hmm. As far as grocery shopping goes, buying Canadian, of course, is so important right now. Speak to that for a minute.
Yes, definitely. If we're able to buy local, I think you know, sometimes it does come with we have to evaluate the cost, which I understand it's not reasonable for all families for all products. But yes, if we can buy local ingredients, local products, I think that's so important for sure. And a lot of grocery stores now are even labeling if the food is Canadian. So it does help us make that informed choice whenever we're shopping.
Some good tips. And thank you very much, Glenna, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Glenna Sovey is a registered dietitian with Rideau Community Health Services. And that's your Community Spotlight on LanarkLeadsToday.ca and 88.1 MyFM. I'm Linda Dow.